Commission to order. I would like to thank the public for coming tonight. I would like to remind everyone, if you wish to address the commission, please come to the microphone, state your name and address for the record. We need to ensure we get everything recorded and keep the meeting in order. So please come forward to speak. Remember, please do not speak over anyone, one person speaking at a time. The county has a few administrative items to take care of before our public hearings. First, we want to welcome our new commissioner, Harry Averett.
Yes, welcome.
His first meeting, he was recently appointed. Next, we need to elect officers for the 2021 Planning Commission term. First, we need a motion for vice chair.
You can always do Mark, he's not here.
And isn't that how we usually do it? Who's ever not present?
They're not here, that's who gets
it. I nominate Commissioner Jordan for vice chair.
I second that nomination.
I have a motion and a second to nominate Commissioner Jordan for vice chair for the 2020-2021 term. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Next, I need a motion for nomination of a chairman for the year.
I'd like to nominate Todd Hildebrand.
I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second to nominate Commissioner Hildebrand for chair for the 2020-2021 term. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we need to approve the minutes from our June 18th, 2020 meeting. Did everyone have a chance to review them? Are there any changes, or can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes from the June 18th, 2020 meeting as submitted.
I'd like to second that motion.
I have a motion from Commissioner Siebenhauer and a second by Commissioner Jordan to approve the minutes as submitted for the June 18th, 2020 meeting. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Our only case tonight is case number 20.02COZ, the Standley rezoning request. Megan, could you please present the case?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and Board. Again, it's case number 20.02COZ, the rezoning request by the Standleys. And to summarize, the applicant is requesting to rezone property currently zoned RR Rural Residential to R2, 1 and 2 Family Dwelling District. The request is to allow placement of a second mobile home and associated infrastructure on the 2.5-acre parcel. The legal description is Lot 19 of Quail Meadows Subdivision. The property is located on the north side of Quail Meadows Street in Quail Meadows Subdivision, which is west of American Road, just north of I-90, with a physical address of 34 Quail Meadows Street. The lot size is 2.52 acres, and it's currently used as a residential lot with an existing single-family dwelling and accessory shop. It is surrounded by Golden Meadows Subdivision, Carefree Estates Subdivision, and the rest of Quail Meadows, which is also zoned RR. And staff has some case background and a recommendation. Subject property, part of Quail Meadows Subdivision. The average lot size in the subdivision and surrounding subdivisions is 2.5 acres. There are approximately 6 lots that were split allowed in the early 1990s, with resulting parcels being roughly 1.1 acres in size. Developments this dense have historically shown to be problematic within Camel County, with numerous septic system failures and inadequate land area for replacement leach fields. Also, currently, the minimum lot size for new subdivisions utilizing on-site septic systems is 2.5 acres. In the past, multiple mobile homes have been allowed on lots in Quail Meadows and the nearby subdivisions of Carefree Estates and Golden Meadows. Prior to 2011, the county zoning regulations in the RR district stated, for lots already developed to provide for 2 single-family living units as of March 1, 1994, 1 single-family living unit per acre, not to exceed 2 single-family living units per lot. In 2011, the county amended the zoning regulations and removed this provision. This rule amendment allowed for the continuation of 2 living units per lot on parcels that currently had 2 homes. However, the status of the parcel became non-conforming, as 2 living units per parcel were no longer allowed within the district. However, as a non-conforming use, the second unit could remain until such time that it was discontinued or removed. Historical records show that a second living unit was last on this property in 2010. The second unit was removed in approximately the summer of 2011 and never replaced. At that time, the parcel lost its nonconforming use status, since second living units, again, were not allowed on the property. Mr. Stanley purchased Lot 19, Quail Meadows Subdivision, in March of 2020, with the warranty deed recorded on March 30th, 2020. On March 31st, the Planning Division received phone calls from a Heather Huntley and another unidentified caller inquiring about placing a second mobile home on the lot. They were informed that the second home was not allowed on the parcel, and the nonconforming use regulations were explained. County Assessor's Office also received a phone call on that date inquiring about a second home, and staff from the Assessor's Office referred the caller to the Planning Division. On April 29th, 2020, Heather Huntley then applied for an electrical permit to hook up a second mobile home on the property, and that permit was denied, and she was again informed that the second home was not allowed on the parcel. So with that, staff is recommending denial of the rezoning request. Planning staff has consistently enforced the 2011 amendments to the zoning regulations and denied other requests to place second homes on lots within Quail Meadows and adjacent subdivisions. In the 9 years since the amendment, others have purchased parcels in these subdivisions, and all areas in the county zoned RR, with the understanding that the county will enforce zoning regulations. People buy their property with confidence that the zoning standards will be maintained and the property will not be adversely affected. Staff feels allowing exceptions creates doubt that the county can and will enforce the rules as adopted. Again, historical records also indicate that one-acre lots are not large enough for adequate area for replacement leach fields, and the intent of the 2011 amendment was to decrease density within platted rural residential county subdivisions. In regards to the loss of the nonconforming use status, Section 10.75 of the zoning reg states that if a nonconforming use is discontinued for a continuous period of 6 months or more, the nonconforming use shall terminate. A use shall be determined to have been abandoned if A, evidence of an intention to abandon, and B, an act or failure to act which shows or implies that the owner does not continue to claim or retain an interest in the nonconforming use. Evidence may include, but is not limited to, removal of equipment, furniture, machinery, structures, or other components of the nonconforming use, discontinued utilities, or no records to document continued operation. So Lot 19 of Quail Meadows lost its nonconforming use status nearly 10 years ago when the previous property owner removed the second living unit and did not replace it. This rezoning request is being made by a new owner who's never made use of the property with a conforming or nonconforming second living unit. The request to rezone one parcel in the middle of the subdivision is also inconsistent with the surrounding zones and would be considered spot zoning, which is the process of singling out a small parcel of land for a use classification different from that of the surrounding area for the benefit of the owner of such property. The request is also inconsistent with our 2013 County Future Land Use Map, which designates this area as low-density residential. So with that, again, staff recommends denial of the rezoning request. I can answer any questions, and I believe the applicant is in the audience.
Thank you, Megan. Did you receive any comments on this?
I received one or two inquiries, just phone calls, just needing clarification of what the intent was, but no written formal comments.
Okay. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to comment on this case?
Good evening, Council, Commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Nicholas Dillinger. I represent Mr. Stanley. Our office location is at 300 South Gillette Avenue, Suite 2000. While I agree with Ms. Nelms that this property prior had a nonconforming use and it was terminated, Mr. Stanley purchased this lot after that fact and wishes to reestablish the nonconforming use. As our application stated, he is a disabled veteran, and the purpose of this rezoning would allow him to remain in his own home on the same property as his granddaughter. While I understand the county plan is designating this as low density, This lot would be roughly 1.15, slightly over that 1 acre mark. So it would stay within the low density requirements of the R2 zoning as well as within the RR zoning. Mr. Stanley, as Ms. Nelm stated, Mr. Stanley purchased this property in 2020. Unfortunately, they did not do their due diligence on whether or not their intended purpose was allowed, which brings us to our application in question. Mr. Stanley would like to remain in his own home. He would like to be around his family, and he would like to be able to continue to live his life as normally as possible as a result of the PTSD he suffered while he was in the service. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have some questions for you.
Yes, sir.
When you say he wants to stay in his own home now, where that's the home that's on the lot currently?
Currently the second home is on the lot, but it has no utilities.
So I guess my question, where is he living right now?
He's in that home, but he's using the facilities at his granddaughter's home. He's expended a little over $3,000 in getting the gas hooked up as well as moving the trailer to the lot. This was prior to receiving the denial for the electrical permit. So they're kind of in an interim right now where this home would no longer be habitable come winter without electricity.
What's the plan for the sewage system?
As far as I know, they would be tying it into the existing sewage, and I will have to defer to either Heather Huntley or her daughter. They will have a little bit more insight on what the current sewage system is.
Okay.
So, sir?
That lot was already...
Heather, can you come up to the front?
Yeah, absolutely. Because that lot was previously set up, and it was set...
Can I stop you for a second? Can you give us your name and your address?
Heather Huntley, 34 Quail Meadows. That lot was set up originally as A and B, so it had sewage on it, water sewage. So that house had water and sewage, and the other one has water and sewage. The county gave us a gas permit, approved the gas permit, came out, inspected it, and tagged it. They did not give us a electrical permit. They denied the electrical permit.
I guess I have a question. Are you sure the sewer system is functional?
Mm-hmm.
They abandoned sewers.
Yep, it was inspected also.
So I can add to that. In 2009, when the second home was last placed, there's an unpermitted second septic system. So staff at that time in 2009 we just let them pump the tank and try to verify the size and then use it until it fails. So, but it hasn't been used since 2011.
Do we have a clue of the size of that leach field?
We have nothing on it.
Do you?
I could get the pay it, find out.
Address file from her office.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is it on your desk?
No, it should be in the back there.
Because
it's just not scanned yet.
You said this is an unpermitted second sewer system, correct?
Correct.
When was the unpermitted septic system installed?
We'll find out when Clark gets back with that file.
As far as the water service, it's a separate water service also?
It's through Quail Meadows.
There's an American Road Water District out there, so.
And are they metered, or is it just a flat rate?
So the gas service that came out, which company was it?
alternate propane.
Okay, so it's a propane service, not a natural gas service.
So we did, it was during our staff transition in the Public Works office, and one of our new administrative assistants got the call, and they did do a tank set gas line out there. Under the address for the existing home.
They installed a gas line?
They set the propane tank and did the gas line to the second home under asking for a permit under the address for the new house, not informing of the second house.
So then, just for clarification for myself, you bought this piece of property with the intent of having your father move his house onto it, so you bought it yourself, an existing house, under the intention to move your father on it. The people that sold you that property, did they tell you anything about the subdivision or rural subdivisions or regulations or anything, tell you where to go?
Sharon told us that we could put the second home
on. So a realtor told you that?
They both did.
Sharon?
Sharon Anton was the previous owner of the
Correct.
Well, the previous owner shared that with you, and then the real estate agent also shared that with you?
Yeah. And the title company did.
It was a title company.
I should have brought all the paperwork with us.
Unfortunately, guys, this is not something that we're unfamiliar with. Not necessarily your situation in particular, but we've had multiple cases in my just over 2 years on here where misinformation was provided to a purchaser. Or lack of information was provided to a purchaser. Unfortunately, we end up backed into a corner because you have to understand you're asking us to rezone a parcel that's in the middle of a subdivision. If we do that, we have now set a precedent that anybody that comes before us, we either allow them to rezone or we look like a bunch of hypocrites. And if we start doing it for one and then for all, well, then what's the purpose of having zoning? And I completely sympathize with your situation, and we certainly thank you for your service. But it puts us in a hard spot to pull the trigger and say, oh, yes, we can do this for this one.
What about taking the time, if you don't mind, Chairman, can I say something?
Absolutely.
Just a thought I had. Now, obviously, you're trying to put a second home on the lot. What's wrong with expanding the home that you have? Instead of trying to put another home on, could you expand the home you have? That way, the reason I say that, I come from a rather large family, quite a history, but due to circumstances beyond anybody's really control, my father needed a place to stay. Well, my house wasn't necessarily big enough, but I could add on to my house to make concessions for him. And he still gets his own little area, and it does lead to other instances that may bother you. But you can, if you built onto the house, that'd be a little easier. It takes care of your problem.
The problem that I ran into is I'm a single mom of two kids,
mm-hmm.
and we've spent some money on this property, and then we moved his property on there only to find out that...
And that's where Chairman Hildebrand was talking about. I mean, I want to do whatever I can for Betts because... They're very special to me. My dad served, my grandfather, long history. I served in the United States Air Force. I understand the situation. Vets have been really put out of their homes in a lot of ways that they never should have. And for that very purpose, I'd love to say, let's do this. But I also know I've been in Wyoming, in Gillette area, long enough and familiar enough with houses out in Freedom Hills. Yeah, the septic system may be working right now, but you put two leach fields that close together, you will have problems, guaranteed. Out here north of town, you know, when you get older, your first thing goes your memory, but there, friends of mine lived out north of town, and there's a lot of homes around there. Wally Cash is one of them that used to live out there, and the leach fields were too close together, and he started having problems, so the one or the other had to rebuild a leach field for things to work properly. That's why I say I think, you know, some way of adding on to that. And as a single mom, my sisters have been there. Unfortunately, I haven't, but I've had to help my sisters out a number of times. I wish there was some number I could give you, but there should be some help available for you to help out our vets. I think there's some programs out there. You might know better than most, Mr. Dillinger, what's available. I think that might be one of the better plans, because once you allow one little thing to happen, now you got more things going on. Next thing I know, I got three trailers on there because, well, he's handicapped, crippled, or things like that. So that's my comments. And he has something to say over here.
I can understand your situation. I do appreciate your service. As we look at this plot, it's barely room for two systems. If you have to repair one of them, you're not going to be able to do it.
And the information, there's one septic permit files that it appears it's for the original home from 1984, and then I'm sorry, it was 2004 when Miss Anton had it pumped by paintbrush, and all they do is verify the tank size. They don't verify the function of the system. That was in 2004, and they just verified that it's a 1,000-gallon tank.
Right here.
You're going to build a big 26-inch.
Or you want to put that on the Elmo when they're done looking at it?
Yeah, we can.
So the original structure, the original septic was 1984, is that correct? It's 20 years past its service life. I'm surprised they haven't had a problem since.
Well, there hasn't been anybody there, and that's the main one. How's that happen?
Commissioner Everett and Commissioner Hildebrand, I appreciate your comments, and I recognize where you're coming from as far as not wanting to set a precedent that either requires additional units be rezoned or appearing arbitrary and capricious in your decision-making process. The reason I think this zoning is a little bit different and it doesn't set that danger is it was a property with a previous non-conforming use. I understand that that use was allowed to lapse, but that was not through any fault of Mr. Stanley or Mrs. Huntley. As far as the septic concerns, we can look at alternative avenues as far as tying them into a single septic system. I think this is something that we are willing to look at, but at this point in his life, Mr. Stanley wants to retain as much of his independence as possible. And that was the purpose for the second home. He doesn't necessarily need service hourly, but he does need some help throughout the day. And having that separate space was the purpose of bringing the unit there.
I guess if I can interject, the only idea I've come up with that might make this work, if the Stanleys are open to it and the commission, is perhaps a conditional use permit that when Mr. Stanley no longer is there, the house comes off. That it doesn't continue as a rental, it's conditioned upon occupancy. I don't like doing that, but...
There is a provision for that, then?
Well, the commission can issue a conditional use permit, which would allow a use not otherwise allowed within the district under certain conditions. It would be an option, but like I said, you know, I don't... As staff, we don't like doing that because they have to call Ms. Huntley, hey, who's living in that house? It's uncomfortable. Is your grandfather still alive? You know, that's not comfortable questions to ask, but it's...
That would have to go before the commissioners?
A conditional use, I think, only has to come before your...
For us, as I remember reading in the regulations. I've been doing a little bit of light reading here for the last week.
You guys need to understand, I made a promise to my grandmother when she died on my birthday that I would take care of my grandfather, and I have done everything in my possibility to keep that promise. and his health is declining. And I want to keep that wish. And this was the way that I could do that for him.
Now, I understand that.
And
you know, if that septic system starts giving you trouble, you know how much a septic system costs to put in.
I do understand.
Yeah, very expensive.
Actually, in addition, the cost is the size of the place it could go in. I mean, I'd like to really know what that septic system was capable of, because you're going to run into a pickle.
Yeah, I mean, I get that.
You have no place.
But under the system. Understanding that I made that promise, I'd like to do everything I can do to keep that promise.
Appreciate that.
Very much so.
We do very much appreciate that. And
I understand
and,
that.
I'm going to be candid with you guys. We end up very frustrated in these situations because all of this heartache could have been avoided by some honesty.
Yep. 100% it could.
Up front by the individual selling the property. The other thing we have as a committee or commission have, we encourage people, pick up the phone and call. Before you buy property, pick up the phone and call the county planning commission, the planning office, because they will give you the real skinny, if you will, as to what can and can't be done on a piece of property. And that avoids all of this.
Did they list the property, or did you actually pursue the real estate? They list property you went out and looked at, and they sold it to you.
Listed it through the paper.
How would we find out exactly what that septic system is capable of?
You can't.
Can't.
But now, obviously, there was a new septic system built in 2004.
No, it was pumped.
Just pumped.
Paintbrush pumped the tank to try to verify the size.
So, in other words, that though both those septic systems have been there over.
Since 36 years.
You,
before.
Was the primary residence, was it being used immediately prior to your purchase? Okay. So that septic system has been
functioning
and, okay. Megan, just out of curiosity, do you know when this photo was taken that we have on here?
The one in your packet?
Yeah.
That's the 2019. That's a brand new photo.
It was fairly obvious that they were heavily using that second area down there prior to the sale. I mean, that road is...
Well, there's all that stuff back there, yeah.
There's all that stuff back there, and that road is very well... That's not a 9-year overgrowth on the road. Did they have a shop or anything back there hooked up to the sewer that you guys are aware of prior to...
There was just that spot where they had a lot of junk on that lot. We've hauled 8 loads to the dump.
There's a significant amount of junk visible in the aerial photo.
That's all gone now?
What's that?
As well as that stuff in the aerial photo gone, the backyard.
Yeah, we've hauled 8 loads of like dump trucks and stuff to the dump.
Looks like there's cars or something in there?
Yeah.
Paper that we handed down.
No,
the original septic.
None of that stuff is there anymore. We've hauled all of that.
So, Megan, in the event that the septic system fails,
what provisions have you got?
What?
I'm just trying to match this up, Clark.
If generally, when we let people do that, if it fails and it's not allowed, you're done. You can't replace it. I think they might run into issues if they don't have a replacement area. But if you went ahead with the conditional use permit, we would probably need to address that. If the system failed while Mr. Stanley was still in the house, what would we do if it was possible to replace it?
Do you have to move it somewhere on the property if it fails?
Well, I guess I can take some of that. I can take that question if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman and Megan.
Absolutely.
So if it works that the tank is properly sized and that just the leach field part fails, then it would be possible to keep the tank in place and then route to a new area of land that wasn't saturated due to the leach. So find a new spot to install a new leach field. And so that, you know, that's that's what would happen if, you know, if someone came in our office with a failing septic, we would work with them to permit a new location for a new leach field, leave the tank in place, assuming that it's, you know, structurally sound, and then just install a new leach field.
I just get concerned with this one because you can see on that site plan too, they have a 30-foot drainage easement along the east side of the property.
See that?
You know, keep in mind there are a lot of restrictions. It's going to have to be continually. It's got to be downhill from the tank, you know, and be an area that's out of a spot that's a drainage easement that's too low.
Might be where the drainage is at.
To your east side.
That's what I'm trying to figure out here.
Is the drainage.
Where's the drainage?
There's an actual drainage easement on the plat.
There's a drainage easement. Megan, I'm looking at this this plot that you handed out from the... Based off of this versus the picture, it appears that this, the original septic, is the septic that was for this house that they're wanting to bring in.
I don't know. That's the best site. That's pretty much the best site plan we have.
The home drawn on this site plan would be on the east side of the property next to the drainage, which there's no home on there currently. The home on there currently is on the west side of the property where the other septic and power are noted on here.
Here's this one too.
Because if
that one's a little different.
If you look at
okay,
versus,
so this
is going to be where they're going to put
this is where they want
Mr. Stanley's home.
And she's calling the leach going to that drainage, I guess, and this one is calling it going out this way.
Where are we at here? Where's Quail Meadow Street?
Presenting engineering challenges.
It's supposed to be this home.
Right.
Unfortunately, those questions are outside of my purview.
I kind of grew up around leach fields. I have a little bit of an idea about what they...
Clark, can you put that one up on the screen so they can see it, please?
And I guess where I was going with that, to clarify with you guys, the original sewer system is from 1984.
Right.
So that is 36 years old. It appears, based on the best drawings that we have, that might be for what's the one that's been vacant. It's hard to decipher. I can't speak for any of the other members, but for me, the biggest thing that I'm wrestling with right now is a 10-year-old unused sewer system, potentially next to a drainage easement. That is going to severely limit your options if that leach field fails. Come on up here. You can pull up another chair.
You guys are all welcome up here. It's okay.
Hey, my name's Tim Slatter. I'm at 37 Willow Street. We've kind of been having this war on our own side for a couple of years trying to get something like this, because there are a lot of people out here who did move stuff off and did not realize they were going to lose their right to have another residence out there. But I know of some people who have had the leach field issues you've talked about, and they've come in and they've drilled the existing leach field down and backfilled it with rock, and that's fixed the leach field problem, so it's not like this is going to be a big issue if it does happen. There's ways to fix it without having to go in and just build a whole new leach system out there.
Once again, there is a cost associated with that.
And there
last
is,
one I knew,
but it's
you
cheaper
know, it's about
than
$5,000. So.
That's cheaper than building a whole new system, though.
Now, when you say drill down, how far are you talking?
I want to say they went 40 feet. They did 3 or 4 holes, and they've not had any issues with their septic system since.
Oh, we're talking verticals? Yes. Yeah, we're not permitting those right now. That's That's not something that we permit in our office. You know, we've just got the traditional, you know, leach fields that we would permit.
How much does a traditional leach field cost?
Yeah, that's something we could get. That's not something I can answer right off the top of my head. Unfortunately, I think we can. Yeah, that's something that we can do some research on.
Something we can look like have a cost on.
Mm-hmm.
We can start packing away for the event up.
Right.
You need to talk to the engineer and get a layout plan for where you could actually do that kind of thing, because the verticals are definitely not allowed. They were stopped in 1994.
Was there an issue with them, or?
Are you saying we don't allow them, Clark, or they just have to go through Karen?
State.
We just don't allow them.
I don't understand the state of Wyoming that did it, because I'm.
Yeah, I don't know whether Karen could permit one of those or not. I mean, definitely we don't.
Or would.
Well, now.
That's what I guess I don't know that right now. I mean, it basically becomes an injection. It becomes the UIC is what it becomes, and so that really. I mean, could it be done? Potentially, but at that point it becomes, you know, much more expensive than it's really worth for what it is.
UIC is not something you probably want to look at.
But there's the option of digging up. As Clark mentioned, is if you got a friend with a backhoe, he can dig it out for you. There's a certain way. You want to get the permitting to do it the right way, because there's a right way and a very bad way of putting in a leach field. There's been a lot of bad leach fields put in this town because, my buddy knows how to do it. Yeah, and that didn't go so very good.
Well, your leach field is also a saturation. Once you reach that
saturated point,
saturation, you can't take no more, and you have to divert off and go to a separate one.
It's better to do it before it gets out of hand.
I wouldn't say so. I mean, if it's functioning properly, how many people are living in your house? Okay, and there'll be just one person in the other house.
Yeah, you know, that's in your favor. I mean, you're not gonna you're not gonna go through a lot of water.
But yeah, it's not something you go fix until it starts to fail. And unless you have some indication that it was right about to fail, you know, if it's still, you know, working properly, if the water's still soaking in and it becomes a saturation issue, like one of the commissioners mentioned, then you kind of just need to go to a new spot so that, you know, it can continue to soak in a new spot, but you can keep the same, you know, tank usually.
That is something to prepare for, definitely, just in case.
Something that as we pursue this potential of a conditional use, one of the conditions that I would like placed on it is we need an extremely accurate site plan brought back into the planning office. With everything exactly where it's at, like the one that, the first one we had that we put up, I mean, there's three different spots marked sewer plus two separate leach fields.
An engineered site plan.
An engineered site plan. Thank you. So that we get the details down and you guys figure out where the leach field is, because based on the original drawing, the two leach fields looked like they were basically converging.
So a conditional use permit only goes to planning commission. So potentially if they made application, you all could hear it next month.
I think that's a great idea.
I would be more than happy to hear a conditional use application.
I would. Is there any uprights in the septic system that you can see at all?
Like cleanouts, the risers?
Yeah, cleanouts, a 4-inch plastic PVC pipe with a cap or anything, or larger on the tank, any kind of plastic pipe sticking out of the ground. There is a cover on the tank. You can see like a round lid of some sort. So that would be the tank, and then
so it's a concrete tank.
So without the actual knowing where this leach field is, it's gonna be a challenge to put any kind of additional leach field plan out there. We really need to find that out. You're gonna need to know that before, because if you're gonna go, if your septic system begins to give you problems, and you want to put an addition to it or another one, and you try and bypass engineering, you're going to get caught. If you try and bring engineering in, you know where everything is, that's going to make a bigger problem for you.
The suggestion I would have down that road is go over to the vault, research the owners, go back to the original, and if you can contact them, find out who did what. And if they have any recollection of how things are laid out.
I know how to contact the person's name who's on the original septic, so there's a start. Stan Bricker did it.
Hey, I think he did most
of the
septics out there.
Yeah, because Sharon won't, she won't answer her phone anymore, so.
We're just looking out for you because we're looking out for you because if you go put a system.
Yep. So.
I was gonna say I wouldn't ask Sharon any more questions if it was me, but
I look out for you because if you go spend the money and try and get one put in and it doesn't work out, you've got a drainage right down to the middle of this lot. So you've got to be careful where you put that second home because you're not gonna be able to come across a creek bottom or anything like that.
Don't want that leach field failing and sewage into the leak into the drainage.
That's a bad thing.
Very bad. Gets ugly in a hurry, doesn't it?
Hey, just speaking for me, I would be glad to hear a conditional use application.
Is there a chance they could take a county engineer out there with him and just have him look at the site and maybe he would be able to see it?
I would say that's not something we would do. They just need to retain somebody to assist
and
them.
Retain an engineering company. And because it is a challenge what you guys have presented.
Well, I'm not even. I'm a neighbor. I've seen this come across the mail. I'm like, because we were kind of in the same situation with my in-laws. They lost their house. They were out there in a camper.
Oh.
Trying to get them hooked up. Yeah, she's seen the worst end of my family. The neighbor is supportive of any of it because it didn't seem like, you know, nobody really knew that if you moved a trailer off that you lost the use of it. My grandmother had the same thing. If she hadn't had a camper parked on her extra lot, it would have been gone. So.
Just out of curiosity, where were they going to put the power line?
There actually is a tower there from Powder River Power. From the original
post.
A pedestal where A was and B was from where the old trailer was. All that is still remaining.
Just got to put a meter in.
Just got to put the,
Hook up the line and meter.
Up the line and be done with it. Yep, and the sewer was there. Everything was there. You just had to hook up to it. The trailer spot was there. The driveway was even there.
Just so permitted.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clear that driveway was being used.
Yeah.
They
had the trailer, like, the hookups and everything there for the trailer already set up. That's why she just told us, it's all here. Powder River Power A and B is here. Your hookups are all here. All you have to do is get the gas hooked up. And we called Powder River Power, and they said, you have A and B. It's no problem. But then we ran into a problem.
The zoning. And there's a reason for this because, once again, you overpopulate an area, especially with leach fields. I've been around this town too many years, and I know what problems have caused. I know how much money people have spent. And
these properties are definitely a challenge.
The Concho Valley wasn't a lot of fun.
So, Megan, what's your suggestion?
I guess I would recommend that you deny this case until we can close it, and if the majority of the... Right, make a motion.
For conditional?
No, I would just say we've given them direction of what to do, and then you hopefully will see an application before you next month.
I go through the processes.
You got Mr. Dillinger that'll be happy to help you through some of that.
Tim, thanks for your comments. Could I get your address?
37 Willow
37 Willow. Thank you.
Why did just cattywampus to him?
But I'd say you do need a motion and a vote on the case before you.
Do we have any other comments?
I hope this has been helpful.
Can I get a motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we reject this case number 20.02COZ.
Yeah, let's motion to approve. Robert's rules say we always motion in the affirmative and then vote no.
Okay.
I move to approve case number 20.02COZ, the request from David Stanley to rezone lot 19 Quail Meadow subdivision from RR rural residential to R2 one and two family dwelling district.
I second that motion.
There's been a motion from Commissioner Siebenhauer to approve case number 20.02COZ and a second from Commissioner Jordan. Clark, could you please poll the commission?
Yes, the motion is to approve the motion is to approve the zoning request. Commissioner Averett.
By saying yes.
So vote, you should vote no.
No, okay. That's what I need to know. That, thank you.
Yeah, so the motion is to approve the case, and so if commissioners want to deny the case so that we can do what you've talked about and come back next time with a special use permit, then the vote would be no.
No is my vote then.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Jordan?
No.
Commissioner Siebenhauer?
No.
And Chairman Hildebrand?
No.
Okay, motion fails.
I have one more question. If I can ask this, who's a real estate agent?
Did you use an agent or did Miss Anton just facilitate the sale? So she facilitated the sale?
Okay. Yep.
I'm emailing Nick the application right now.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Challenge.
Right. Well, and we do commiserate with you guys. We do. Because this stuff is, like I said, that I would say in my 2 years, this has probably been almost the most frequent thing that comes in. Is the property's already bought. It's a done deal, and then you find out I can't.
The applicant can't do something that they wanted to do, and the reason why they bought that property, and then.
And they thought, like in this case, we thought we did our due diligence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the most frustrating thing, is we really thought we did our due diligence with it.
And it's the due diligence part is extremely difficult.
You know, and I just went, oh my gosh.
So Megan, if this limit use is put in place, how do we change that? How does that happen on title company? Does it happen again?
I'd like to see the title work and know which title company would have said that, because I don't think
it's updated.
I just don't think title would say something that specific in the title work. But I don't know which title company that you guys use, so.
So is it Sharon Anton had the title work done then?
My mother can get the company, the paperwork, and I can give it to Megan where it says on the bottom of it so that she can see it.
That would be helpful.
Yeah, let's do that. That way she can take a look at it and she can contact them if nothing else. I looked at it when Mom got copies of it, and I think it's just outdated. I think it's the original paperwork from Sharon.
Mm.
They also, she somehow acquired a copy of the zoning regulations from 1999.
Yep.
So we did send American Road a letter, District a letter, and a copy of the current regs. So, and our plan is, just for the public too, when we do rule updates from now on, we're going to send a copy to at least every district and HOA that we have contact with. So,
how that happened, I have no idea.
But always, everyone for the audience and everyone watching, you see rule. You know, we have to put rule changes out for 45 days. So, if you see rule changes, please, 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 please comment, because that's, you know, that's what we need.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Megan.
You're welcome.
Do we have any old business?
We do not.
New business?
No, I don't think so.
Well, thank you to everybody who came in tonight and shared information and comments with us. Megan, do you have any more?
I don't, Nick. I'm just sending you an email. Our submittal date for the August meeting is passed. But I think hopefully after you guys fill it out, and it, the conditions might will be pretty straightforward. So if you can get it back to me by the 31st, we can squeeze you on the agenda for next month. Okay.
With no further items, I adjourn the meeting.